here today to be able to present to you my master's research on the development and testing of an inline drainage filter. There are more than 23,000 golf courses in the United States. 80% of these golf courses employ some form of a sand-based putting green. Of these sand-based putting greens, the most commonly construction methods for designing them are either the USGA guidelines or California style, both of which employ a subsurface drainage system. Now, research has shown that during the establishment phase of sand-based putting greens, excessive amounts of nitrate and phosphate often leach into these drain tiles, and these levels of nitrate and phosphate have been found to be well above the US EPA maximum contaminant levels of nitrate N at 10 milligrams per liter and phosphate P of 0.1 milligrams per liter. When there is the excessive levels of these nutrients, the most common detriment is seen as large algal blooms, either green or red, from excessive nitrogen, or a discoloration of what was once clear water due to excess of phosphorus. The objectives of this research were to develop a filter that would be able to capture the nitrate and phosphates in these leachates, as well as test the efficacy of this filter in a laboratory, lysimeter, and field setting. And the idea was to design a filter that could actually be placed into the drain tile so that any leachate coming from sand-based golf greens would have to go through this filter. Today I'll be presenting work from the initial laboratory study, a lysimeter study, and a second laboratory study, starting with the initial laboratory study. Since both nitrate and phosphate are anions, we decided to use an anionic exchange resin to attempt to capture them. Anionic exchange resins are polystyrene divinyl benzene copolymers with an anion countercharge. These resins usually come with a chloride already as a countercharge. And the unique thing about these resins is that they have a specific selectivity for different ions. And what you can see is they have a very high affinity for nitrates, however, a very low affinity for phosphates. And in building the filter, we added to these anionic exchange resins glass beads that acted as a support material for the resins, as well as to increase the flow through the filter. Knowing that these resins had the different affinities, we knew that we had to come up with a countercharge that was closer to the phosphates to increase the efficacy of the filter to capture these phosphates. We did this by converting the resins from the chloride counterion to a bicarbonate counterion. And this was easily done by mixing the resins in a 3.2 liter, 1 molar bicarbonate solution, in which we were able to get 97% conversion of the resin. We then mixed the glass beads and the resins into a soil moisture column and a soil measurement column, in which we were pumping through a solution with the following concentrations of common anions found in leachates coming from sand-based golf greens. We then took 315 milliliter samples, which is the equivalent of one pore volume, or the amount of liquid it takes to completely saturate all pores within the filter. And we analyzed these pore volumes for nitrate N and phosphate P colorimetrically using the copper cadmium reduction method and the molybdenum blue method respectively. And looking at some results, by converting those resins from the bicarbonate form from the chloride form into the bicarbonate form, we're actually able to get fairly good capture of phosphate, reducing the levels of phosphate and nitrates in the leachate. what this graph shows here, on the y-axis, you have the concentration of the effluent after it has passed through the filter over the initial concentration of the effluent before it passed through the filter, and on the x-axis, the number of pore volumes that we actually put through the filter. For nitrates, nitrates were very effectively captured by the anion exchange resins due to their high affinity. And after the exchange from chloride to bicarbonate, we were able to get approximately 100 pore volumes of phosphate capture, complete capture, before the resins would no longer have the affinity for phosphate. So we moved on to a lysimeter study. In these lysimeters of this dimension, a bucket with these dimensions, we established sand-based putting greens with USGA-like guidelines, where we had 27.9 centimeters of sand-based root zone over 7.6 centimeters of gravel. This was a 5x2 factorial study with 5 root zones varying in the composition of organic matter, as you can see here. Now, for time purposes, when I present the results, I'm only going to be able to present the pooled data for these root zones. The other factor was 2 filters in which that came from these lysimeters, in which one lysimeter or one filter contained the filter material as described before. The other one that acted as control was just glass beads. And this study was done with 4 replications. In each lysimeter, I see the declaration creep and bent grass at a rate of 49 kilograms per hectare and fertilized with a 10-18-22 fertilizer at a rate of 49 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare during the seeding, and then followed every 10 days with a modified Hoagland solution that contained these concentrations. 3 times per day I irrigated these lysimeters with 278 mils of water per irrigation event and mowed the lysimeters daily to 7.6 millimeters. Samples were collected twice per month from these lysimeters and were analyzed for nitrate N and phosphate P colorimetrically as described before. The results of this study show on the y-axis, you have the nitrate N concentration in milligrams per liter. On the x-axis, you have the time period in which this study was completed. The green line indicates the nitrate concentrations from the control, while the blue line indicates the filter concentrations of nitrate. And the red line indicates the EPA maximum containment level at 10 milligrams per liter nitrate N. From the study, we were able to significantly reduce the amount of nitrate N from the control using the filter at 4 different dates. And one of the more particular is this peak that you see here, which is a common occurrence in the establishment of a putting green, where a peak nitrate concentration will occur before it levels off once the green is established. However, during the entire sampling period, we were not able to significantly maintain levels of nitrate N below the EPA maximum containment level. This graph is the same as before, except for as on the y-axis, we now have phosphate P concentration in milligrams per liter, and the EPA maximum containment level has dropped to 0.1. In this study, we were only able to significantly reduce the levels of phosphate P concentrations from the control on one sampling date, and at no point during the time were we able to get the concentrations of phosphate P below the EPA maximum contaminant levels. Due to this inability to effectively capture the phosphate P, we conducted a second laboratory study. In this laboratory study, we replaced the glass beads with a ferrihydrite coated sand. Ferrihydrite is an iron oxide that has a very strong affinity for phosphate P. Using a Langmuir isotherm, we're able to determine the max absorption using these ferrihydrite coated sands at 11.5 milligrams of P per gram of ferrihydrite coated sand. We also decided to increase the amount of anionic exchange resin used to further reduce the levels of nitrate N that are coming from sand-based golf greens. We performed the same procedure before with the same concentrations of solution, except for now, our pore volumes was only 130.25 mL samples. The results from this study, with the y-axis being, again, concentration of effluent after it has gone through the filter over the concentration of effluent before it passes, and the x-axis being a greater number of pore volumes. The blue squares indicate the initial study in which phosphate and nitrate were using the original filter. The purple circles and the orange triangles were phosphate and nitrate N levels respectively, using the new filter with both anionic exchange resins and ferrihydrite coated sands. What should be taken from this is a significantly more amount of phosphate P in terms of pore volumes was able to be captured with the ferrihydrite coated sands, to a point where the actual anionic exchange resins were being exhausted quicker than the ferrihydrite coated sands. Ongoing work right now with the results of this last laboratory study, we are beginning to conduct a second lysimeter study in which we will test this new filter before our next project is to actually install one of these filters onto a golf course to test its efficacy in the field, as well as modifying this filter system to other sand-based systems such as athletics fields as Lane Stadium at Virginia Tech and Scott Stadium at University of Virginia. Right now, I'd like to acknowledge my advisory committee, Dr. Eric Irvin, Dr. Michael Goatley, Dr. Matt Ike, as well as our financial donors, the Virginia Agriculture Council, the Virginia Turfgrass Foundation, and the Environmental Institute of Golf, as well as the Luckstone Corporation, who have provided all of our sand-based root zones. And at this time, I'd like to open the floor to any questions that you might have. Yes, in the drain pile.
You visualize just one plug in the final drain?
Because normally from... Practically, the initial design we had is not feasible. We have done some practicality studies where the design of the filter as is right now will not allow enough flow through the filter that would be able to not cause ponding in the green itself. So we will have to do some engineering with that. Any other questions? Thank you very much.